ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
In a fortnight, Australians will head to the polls for the Voice referendum, and on the same day, across the Tasman, New Zealanders will choose the country's next political leader. The Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, has joined calls for the more than half a million Kiwis living here in Australia to enrol and vote in the general election. Claire Trevitt is the New Zealand Herald's political editor, and she joins us on Breakfast. Hi, Claire.
Hello there.
How important could those half a million New Zealanders living in Australia be in this election?
Well, they could be fairly critical because the margins in an MMP election are always pretty close, and it comes down to a question of what way a government can kind of cobble itself together with the help of small parties, and that means that various shifts in the vote can affect the election outcome quite significantly.
Is there any sort of indication about which way the overseas vote could go?
There's no real, in the past, the overseas vote, which tend to get counted after the main votes, is tend to lift. So the party normally lifts up a bit on those special votes, and Labor a little bit maybe. I know that they were working quite hard to court that vote. I think that the National Party has said that it's intending to do some drives over in Australia, for example, and the Greens have traditionally been quite strong on the ground over there. So they tend to favour the left a little bit.
Interesting. We're 2 weeks out from the vote. What are the polls looking like?
Sorry, you've cut out.
Hopefully we can get a clear line for you. Just the question was that we are now 2 weeks away from your vote. What are the polls looking like?
Yeah, the polls are very much looking like there will be a change of government to the National Party-led government. The Labor Party came in with 50% or more last time, a full majority for the first time we've had since the MMP started in 96, and they've more or less halved their vote since then. They've really taken the toll of the kind of post-COVID era and for their management of COVID, and there is very much quite a mood for change. The big question is what form that change will be and whether or not they can get there with their main coalition party, which is the right-wing party ACT, or whether they'll also need New Zealand First and Winston Peters to get that together.
Cost of living is an issue on your side of the Tasman. How big a factor is that in the national debate? I think we might give you a call back because we're having a little trouble with the line. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast. I just got them a better phone line there to talk about another big vote that's happening. I know our referendum's in 2 weeks and we'll be talking about that, of course, in the next half hour. But there's another election on the very first day, and that's the New Zealand general election. The Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, is trying to hold on to power. But as our expert was just telling us, the polls show that there will be likely a change of government in New Zealand. Claire Trevitt is back with us. Claire, we just had a bit of a funny phone line. Hopefully this one's better.
Hopefully.
I was asking you about the cost of living issues. Is that one of the big defining issues of the campaign?
It is the defining issue. It's probably the global issue at the moment, and the parties have taken a different approach to it. So the National Party's offering tax cuts, fairly modest tax cuts, admittedly, and the Labor Party is offering kind of free stuff like free dental care, increases in health spending, public transport and all that kind of side. So voters can kind of tally up for themselves which is more meaningful for them, but the tax cuts seem to have a simplistic appeal to a lot of people. Although there is some scepticism among voters about whether or not it will make inflation worse, to be honest. So it's not an easy win on the cost of living front for either of them.
So what would a change of government mean for New Zealand?
Well, we need to wait to see what the makeup of that government would be, but it would mean the Labor out, basically. National in, and Nationals campaigned very strongly on the economy and kind of getting things going again. They've promised that they're going to pay for their tax cuts policy in specific by cutting the public service back. They say it's got too big over the COVID era and Labor, so there's more uncertainty about how deep those cuts will be. That's more or less it. It's just a switch back to a national government, and their main aim will be to try and get the government books back in order sooner than Labor would have. So we wait to see whether or not their promises will come a cropper to the demands of their more minor coalition partners.
We'll be watching closely, Claire. Thank you for joining us.
A pleasure.
Claire Trevitt is the New Zealand Herald's political editor, and you are listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.